Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is wonderful Wednesday, January 18th, 2012. If you're on the Pacific Coast, get out of bed. Good morning. Welcome. Open up those eyes. Stretch those arms. Take deep breaths in. And if you're scattered out throughout the world at a later time zone, you should be already awake, already up, already appreciating and enjoying your day. And I'm grateful. You know, I'm so excited to be here on this call. I was just thinking this morning how this call has grown and how many people, including myself and Bill, how many lives are being affected. You know, we're getting an average of about 30 people a morning dialing into this call and learning and studying and mastering the philosophy of this incredible book, Think and Grow Rich. And if you just think about that for a moment, 30 people, now it may not sound like a lot, but 30 lives, 30 people throughout the world, throughout the country, are learning and being committed to things like having a major definite purpose, something where they plant their flag in the sand and say, you know what, this is what I am out to achieve. I am actually out there to do something in the world, okay? They're learning how to have a major definite purpose. We're learning how to develop a white-hot burning desire. And this white-hot burning desire is fueling us from day to day. It's getting us out of bed early in the morning. It's fueling us through the day. It's driving us. It's empowering us. It's moving us forward through whatever, you know, temporary setbacks may come in our way. It's incredible. We're being fueled. We're being fed. We're being led with this knowledge that Napoleon discovered almost 100 years ago when he was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie to seek out and discover the principles that people, if they didn't know these principles, might go through life failures, literally, might be weeds in life rather than flowers and mighty oak trees. And these are the things that we're learning on this call. And I'm just so excited. I feel myself changing as I embed these ideas deeper and deeper into my subconscious, and as I go through these principles again and again and again, and I have new things pointed out to me. Just a quick little story. Yesterday, had a gal on my network marketing team who ran into somebody who gave her some negative feedback about our company and the owners of our company and blah, 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 blah. You know, just had some negative things to say. And this gal, I love this gal to death, it took her back a little bit. And she was really, you know, kind of, you know, a little bit worried about what this person had to say to her and really wasn't quite sure how to proceed, and came to me and said, Paul, you know, this person said this and this and this, and, you know, I thought about going further upline and, you know, trying to seek out and what the deal is with this. And isn't it interesting that just 2 days ago we covered in the chapter on decision, Bill went through that chapter on decision, and he talked about how when we are out to achieve our major definite purpose, we need to get into the habit of taking the opinion of those who we are admiring and respecting and trusting in our mastermind group, essentially, the people who know how to help us get to where we want. And we need to get in the habit of totally ignoring everyone else's opinions, pretty much, family, friends, anyone else who has negative things to say, who's not informed, who's not a member of that mastermind group. We need to just ignore it. And I thought about, you know, her reaction to that piece of advice, and it's nothing negative against her. She's a wonderful person, and we're all learning and growing together. But her reaction was, you know, oh my gosh, you know, and it took her back for a little bit. And my reaction when she brought it to me was, wait, well, this person I don't think knows anything that they're talking about, and I would forget about it and move on. And I pointed out some other things there. And where did that come from? Where did my attitude come from? It came from this book, Think and Grow Rich. It came from developing my philosophy to a point where now I say to myself, I don't worry about what other people think, do, or say. I don't worry about when people maybe give me a negative comment, when they say no, when they maybe try to tear down what I'm doing. I don't worry about that. There's a select group of people that I take advice from and that I know are in the know and that I care. I know they're honest. I know they're full of integrity, And I know that I can follow them with confidence. And if they come to me and say, hey, we got a problem, okay, then I know maybe we need to change direction a little bit. But for the 97% of other people that I run into that maybe have a negative comment or a feedback, I don't worry about what they say, and therefore I'm able to move forward with power and not let people stop me in my direction. And folks, we're all learning to have that, and we're all learning to have it on an even stronger level. And imagine what a force in the world we're going to be when we have hundreds of people who are committed to philosophies like this, who are committed to not letting things get them down, who are committed to plowing forward with a major definite purpose, and committed to achieving greatness in life. It's tremendous now, and it's going to continue to get better and better and better. And so that, my friends, is one reason I am excited to be awake, aware, and alive. I'm excited because my life is changing. Other lives are changing. We're learning. We're growing. We're getting better. We're appreciating more of life. We're noticing more things to be grateful for. We're loving this experience that we have called life. And I am so excited to be on this journey with each of you. Now, that being said, a little bit of a rant by Paul here on this wonderful Wednesday morning. I want to jump into the content of the call today, which is Chapter 9, Persistence, the sustained effort necessary to induce faith. And this is a secret. Make no mistake about it. The things we are learning are secrets. They are secrets of success. Now, some people don't like the word secrets, and you know what? They're really not secrets. I mean, they're right here in this book, right? We can open up this book. We can get on this call. We can learn these secrets. But the reason they're secrets is because 97% of people have no idea what these are. And they don't know what they are, and they don't know how to apply them. So they are secrets. They remain secrets. So what we're doing is we're uncovering the secrets to success so we can apply those in our lives. And this is one of the greatest. Persistence, the sustained effort necessary to induce faith. Here we go, the eighth step toward riches. Persistence is an essential factor in the procedure of transmuting desire into its monetary equivalent. The basis of persistence is the power of will. Willpower and desire, when properly combined, make an irresistible pair. Men who accumulate great fortunes are generally known as cold-blooded and sometimes ruthless. Often they are misunderstood. What they have is willpower, which they mix with persistence and place back of their desires to ensure the attainment of their objectives. Henry Ford has been generally misunderstood to be ruthless and cold-blooded. This misconception grew out of Ford's habit of following through in all of his plans with persistence. The majority of people are ready to throw their aims and purposes overboard. How true that is! And give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. A few carry on despite all opposition until they attain their goal. These few are the Fords, Carnegies, Rockefellers, and Edisons. There may be no heroic connotation to the word persistence, but the quality is to the character of man what carbon is to steel. I'm going to repeat that. The word persistence, the quality of persistence is to the character of man what carbon is to steel. The building of a fortune generally involves the application of the entire 13 factors of this philosophy. These principles must be understood. They must be applied with persistence by all who accumulate money. If you are following this book with the intention of applying the knowledge it conveys, your first test as to your persistence will come when you begin to follow the six steps described in the second chapter. Unless you are one of the two out of every 100 who already have a definite goal at which you are aiming and a definite plan for its attainment, you may read the instructions and then pass on with your daily routine and never comply with those instructions. The author and Paul and Bill are checking you up at this point because lack of persistence is one of the major causes of failure. Moreover, experience with thousands of people has proved that lack of persistence is a weakness common to the majority of men. It is a weakness which may be overcome by effort. The ease with which lack of persistence may be conquered will depend entirely upon the intensity of one's desire. The starting point of all achievement is desire. Keep this constantly in mind. Weak desires bring weak results, just as a small amount of fire makes a small amount of heat. If you find yourself lacking in persistence, this weakness may be remedied by building a stronger fire under your desires. Continue to read through to the end. Then go back to chapter 2 and start immediately to carry out the instructions given in connection with the 6 steps. The eagerness with which you follow these instructions will indicate clearly how much or how little you really desire to accumulate money. If you find that you are indifferent, you may be sure that you have not yet acquired the money consciousness which you must possess before you can be sure of accumulating a fortune. And just a real quick pause here, are you repeating the major definite purpose? First of all, do you have a major definite purpose? If I were to say to you, which I do to many people, what is your major definite purpose, and you were to blubber on for 10 or 15 minutes with a bunch of vagaries, is that your response? Or are you able to say to me, Paul, by the first day of June 2012, I will have in my possession $2,000 monthly residual income, which will come to me in very, is that your answer? I hope, I mean, not exactly that dollar amount, but it does have to be a definite purpose. It can't be, I want to do this and that and the other, and I want to maybe, you know, help some people here and there and do it. And you know, a lot of people have these vague desires and wants. It's not going to cut it, people. We've got to have a major definite purpose. So, persistence in that. Do you have that? Are you repeating it on a daily basis, once, preferably twice daily? Are you repeating your self-confidence formula once, maybe twice daily? Okay, test of persistence. Fortunes gravitate to men whose minds have been prepared to attract them, just as surely as water gravitates to the ocean. In this book may be found all the stimuli necessary to attune any normal mind to the vibrations which will attract the object of one's desires. I love that line. In this book may be found all the stimuli necessary to attune any normal mind to the vibrations which will attract the object of one's desires. If you find you are weak in persistence, center your attention upon the instructions contained in the chapter on power. Surround yourself with a mastermind group, and through the cooperative efforts of the members of this group, you can develop persistence. You will find additional suggestions for the development of persistence in the chapters on auto-suggestion and the subconscious mind. Follow the instructions outlined in these chapters until your habit nature hands over to your subconscious mind a clear picture of the object of your desire. From that point on, you will not be handicapped by lack of persistence. Your subconscious mind works continuously while you are awake and while you are asleep. Spasmodic or occasional effort to apply the rules will be of no value to you to get results, and that's what we want. That's what we must have, results. You must apply all of the rules until their application becomes a fixed habit with you. In no other way can you develop the necessary money consciousness. Poverty is attracted to the one whose mind is favorable to it, as money is attracted to him whose mind has been deliberately prepared to attract it, and through the same laws. Poverty consciousness will voluntarily seize the mind which is not occupied with money consciousness. A poverty consciousness develops without conscious application of habits favorable to it. The money consciousness must be created to order unless one is born with such a consciousness. Catch the full significance of the statements in the preceding paragraph, and you will understand the importance of persistence in the accumulation of a fortune. Without persistence, you will be defeated even before you start. With persistence, you will win. If you have ever experienced a nightmare, you will realize the value of persistence. You are lying in bed, half awake, with a feeling that you are about to smother. You are unable to turn over or to move a muscle. You realize that you must begin to regain control over your muscles. Through persistent effort of willpower, you finally manage to move the fingers of one hand. By continuing to move your fingers, you extend your control to the muscles of one arm until you can lift it. Then you gain control of the other arm in the same manner. You finally gain control over the muscles of one leg and then extend it to the other leg. Then, with one supreme effort of will, you regain complete control over your muscular system and snap out of your nightmare. The trick has been turned step by step. You may find it necessary to snap out of your mental inertia through a similar procedure, moving slowly at first, then increasing your speed until you gain complete control over your will. Be persistent no matter how slowly you may at first have to move. With persistence will come success. If you select your mastermind group with care, you will have in it at least one person who will help you aid in the development of persistence. Some men who have accumulated great fortunes did so because of necessity. They developed the habit of persistence because they were so closely driven by circumstances that they had to become persistent. Persistent. There is no substitute for persistence. It cannot be supplanted by any other quality. Remember this, and it will hearten you in the beginning when the going may seem difficult and slow. Those who have cultivated the habit of persistence seem to enjoy insurance against failure. No matter how many times they are defeated, they finally arrive up toward the top of the ladder. Sometimes it appears that there is a hidden guide whose duty it is to test men through all sorts of discouraging experiences. Those who pick themselves up after defeat and keep on trying arrive, and the world cries, "Bravo! I knew you could do it!" The hidden guide lets no one enjoy great achievement without passing the persistence test. Those who can't take it simply do not make the grade. Those who can take it are bountifully rewarded for their persistence. They receive as their compensation whatever goal they are pursuing. That is not all. They receive something infinitely more important than material compensation, the knowledge that every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent advantage. A few people know from experience the soundness of persistence. They are the ones who have not accepted defeat as being anything more than temporary. They are the ones whose desires are so persistently applied that defeat is finally changed into victory. We who stand on the sidelines of life see the overwhelmingly large number who go down in defeat, never to rise again. We see the few who take the punishment of defeat as an urge to greater effort. These, fortunately, never learn to accept life's reverse gear, but what we do not see, what most of us never suspect of existing, is the silent but irresistible power which comes to the rescue of those who fight on in the face of discouragement. If we speak of this power at all, we call it persistence and let it go at that. One thing we all know, if one does not possess persistence, one does not achieve noteworthy success in any calling. And we've all known people who we say to ourselves, gosh, you know, everything that person touches turns to gold. Everything Denise Bowdler touches turns to gold. Well, you know what? Perish the thought, my friends, that is the case. It may be the case now at this point, at this state that we see that person, but I can guarantee you every person we see in that position has passed the persistence test, has faced struggle after struggle after struggle, and looked that struggle and that trial in the face and said, "No, I refuse to accept what you are trying to impose upon my life. I refuse to quit. I refuse to quit." And that person has kept on going in the face of adversity, has mastered this wonderful quality, this magical quality we call persistence, and has come out on the other end triumphant, where they now have their minds attuned to wealth, where now wealth is attracted, and where, yes, everything they touch now turns to gold. But let us not forget, they passed the persistence test, and we too, my friends, must pass that very same test if we are to emerge triumphant on the other side of that test. And I know that all of us want to emerge triumphant, and let us commit. You know, let's never give up on our dreams, my friends. Let us never, ever fall into that category of the quitter, because that is where the failures in life go. So anyway, that being said, great, great, great content. Wow, I am reinvigorated on this quality of persistence. Bill, are you on the line with me, buddy?
Yes, I am, Paul. And all I want to say to people that if you just went through that with Paul and myself, I strongly urge you and suggest that you go to paulhutchings.net, click on Mindset Training, then click on this book, Think and Grow Rich. You'll see three books there, Think and Grow Rich, Cybernetics, and The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace Wattles. Click on Think and Grow Rich and read this and read it again. Let it soak in, because I see it as the biggest problem in our society with people. I mean, we don't want to be in that 97%. We don't even want to be in that 3%. We want to be in that half percentile of people that are persistent. Unless you have created a white hot burning desire, and you know, okay, those are three words, white hot burning desire. I'm talking about seriously, with your back up against the wall, things are not the way you want it. If you continue to do what you've always done, you continue to get what you've always got, you got to change some things. So if you're in a serious situation, and some of us are, I am. I know of other people that are in foreclosure. I know of people that have to walk away from their houses. I know people that have to short sell their houses. If you're backed up against the wall, don't get caught in the quagmire of the negativity of that moment. Don't get caught up in it. Think to yourself, what do I have to do to change this? Do I have a perfect vehicle to ride in? What is the vehicle that I'm using to change this so I can get forward and get moving again? I found a perfect vehicle. Paul's found a perfect vehicle. Make sure you have a perfect vehicle and then create what you want in your life. I mean, this is so important, because unless, if you don't have something that gets you fired up and creates that desire so that you can move forward, guess what? You're just going to go on with your daily life and doing your daily chores and being simplistic and not challenging yourself and not trying to do things that are hard, you know, and breaking through those hard things and killing that fear. You're just going to go through your life, da-da-da-da-da, oh, it's 11 o'clock, okay, I'm having lunch in an hour. Whereas at 11 o'clock, I get on the phone and call 10 people before I go to lunch. You've got to create that desire, and persistence pays. I mean, come on, that's an old cliche, persistence pays. But without creating that white-hot burning desire, if your back is up against the wall, and things are going to be changing in your future, it's out of your control, because remember, attitude is 90% of your life, and the other stuff that happens to us is the 10% of our lives. Charles Swindoll says that. If you're stuck in negative stuff that's happening to you, then you have to make changes. And so do your affirmations, create your definite chief aim, your white-hot burning desire, that desire of, wait a minute, I don't want to be homeless. I don't want to have to live in my car. I don't want to have to sleep across the console and twist my left leg through the steering wheel just to sleep at night. And yeah, I lived in a car when I was younger. I had to live in a car for 6 months until I figured out I didn't want to do this anymore, and went to work for a farm, and they paid me cash per day so I could eat, and eventually I got my own apartment. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, and you have to get fired up about it. So if your back's up against the wall, you get fired up about, I don't want to live like this anymore, I've had it with living like this, or whatever the changes are that you have to make in your life. That is what you consume within yourself and create a white-hot burning desire with. And then persistence. Keep it simple, smart. That's the KISS attitude. Keep it simple, smart. You know, I'm going to call these people. I'm going to be honest with them. I'm going to tell them straight up. You know, I have so many people that call me up and say, well, what do I say on the phone? And so just be honest with them. I'm looking to put together a team of 10 people that want to earn $10,000 a month in the next 10 to 12 months. And I want to work with you. Find people you want to work with and work with them. Create your mastermind group. Create your round table. Paul's doing it. Bill's doing it. Denise is doing it. Bernie's doing it. Bill's doing it. We're all doing it. But these are the techniques. These are the principles, and they're simple, by which we succeed in this business, direct sales. These are it. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. So when you're creating your desire, it's got to be something that really gets you fired up, really gets you moving forward, really makes you do the things that sometimes you may not want to do in another situation. But once you start doing them, and I mean, this is true for me. I mean, you've actually seen a metamorphosis change in Bill Hartranft on this call. And I hope that's powerful for you people, because I used to be an ace at this stuff in the 90s. And then I had 15 years of negative programming, and now I'm back to positive programming again. And I've actually seen a change in me, and all of you have seen a change in me that have been persistent on this call. You've all seen a huge change, because I had a hard time picking up the phone too. But now I'm calling perfect strangers and being honest with them and telling them I'm putting together a team. Out of 10 calls, I told myself, well, you'll probably get 9 no's. And for every 10 calls I make, I get 2 or 3, sometimes even more, interested. So that's way more than I expected. So figure out what it is you want, you need. Figure out your definite chief aim, your definite purpose, your dollar amount. What is the nut that you have to crack every month to survive? You can't just say, I just want to make money. I mean, there's an ING commercial on TV, for those of you that do watch TV, where some guy's sitting on a bench and he's asked, so what's your number? And he says, I just want to make a lot of money. Well, he's not going to go anywhere. He's not going to get all that a lot of money. What is a lot of money? You have to have an amount, accountable amount. Accountable. Think about that. Accountable. Not just accountable, but accountable amount. It's a play on words, double entendre, if you will. But persistence and intensity. It says it right here in the book. Paul read it, intensity of one's desire. That's the most important part, because all the other stuff will fall into place for you. Everything that you're learning on this call, if you have intensity of desire, because that's the driving force. It's just like, you know, if your car is broken down, you need to change an alternator to get it going again. You do whatever it takes. In my case, many things. Intensity of desire, that's your driving force. Paul, thank you very much. This is an awesome chapter, and I'm going to reread it again and again and again. It's very exciting stuff, and boy, does it get me fired up.
It fires me up as well, Mr. Bill Hartranft, and I'm excited to continue on this chapter tomorrow and the next day as we finish it out. You know, just one final comment, and then we'll open up the lines. As you know, as Bill was talking, I did have a few thoughts. If you're at a spot where your back is against the wall and maybe you're in a tough spot financially, I just want to say congratulations and welcome to where your story begins. I mean, really, if you study the lives of people who have, you know, quote unquote, made it and achieved great things, guess what you're going to find? You're going to find bankruptcy. You're going to find foreclosure. You're going to find homelessness. You're going to find living in a single wide trailer house in southeast Idaho with 4 kids to support, a family to feed, and no money coming in and savings dwindling. That's what you're going to find. You're going to find stuff like that. So if you're in a tough spot, welcome to your story and understand that. It just embrace it. This is your story. And if you're in network marketing, which a lot of people on this call are in network marketing, do you know what one of the most powerful recruiting tools you can have for yourself and your team is? Folks, it's a story. That is the most powerful recruiting tool that you can have for yourself and your team. So if you're in a tough spot, picture yourself a year from now, 2 years from now, on stage at your company convention, telling your story of how I was broke, I was destitute, I was, you know, I have a friend who actually lived in a van with his wife. He was totally homeless, and now he makes $200,000 a month. What a story that is, right? So understand that if you're in a tough spot, welcome to your story. Congratulations. Everyone has tough spots. And it's not about where you're at now. It's about where you're going. And let's get out there and create one of the most amazing stories that this world has ever seen or heard that will inspire people and lift people up. Okay. So that's the only thing I wanted to add. And thank you, Bill, for those wonderful words of wisdom, as always. Let's go ahead. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to press *6 on your line, you will be free to speak and converse and share ideas, questions. Gosh, we'd love to have a little discussion.
Lori.
Hey, Lori.
From Pennsylvania.
Good morning and welcome to the call.
Yeah, thank you for that. I needed that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I just, you heard my story, right? About being unemployed. I just filed for unemployment, but I'm moving forward.
Awesome.
I'll be fine.
Awesome.
I'll be
fine. Absolutely.
I love the story part. Boy, do I got stories. I've had it worse than this. This is fine. I'll be just fine. Oh,
absolutely.
God.
You will be just fine. Yeah, as long as you have that purpose, make this book a real study, this book, Think and Grow Rich, these calls. I mean, these principles will absolutely get you to where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? I've had my setbacks. This is nothing. I just got to remember I've been in worse situations than this, and I'm moving forward. And I have that book sitting here right in front of me, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I found it. It was on my shelf, and I found it.
Oh, wonderful.
Worked it. That persistence chapter, very, very intense.
Absolutely. Intense. Well, Lori, thank you very much for those comments. We appreciate hearing from you.
Can you hear me?
Melvin, good morning. Yes, sir.
You guys did an extraordinary job this morning, both of you, and the subject matter is just so important. I know you call it persistent, but we hear it in so many different words. Persistence, stay with it, hang in there, don't quit, go the extra mile, don't give up. I mean, there's just so many ways of wording. It all comes right back to persistence.
Mm-hmm.
Bill mentioned something that I thought was interesting when he brought up the automobile. And one of the things we have to keep in mind is that persistence, as important as it might be, like the wheels on the car, a very important part of the car. But that in itself still will not get it done. You've got to have the tires, and you've got to have the engine, and you got to have the spark plugs, and you got to have the starter. So that's why it's so important to get on this call every day, because you're going to have to learn each of those elements and bring them together. You know, if you were talking about burning desire, I could be as persistent as I possibly want to be, but if my self-esteem, how I see myself, if it's so down and out, I can't believe I'm going to accomplish or achieve or do any of the things that you're mentioning. And that's why we've got to learn each of these principles, or each of the ingredients that go into that cake, that make that cake up, and we've got to balance them and put them in there properly in order for that cake to come out the way we want it to come out. So getting on these calls each and every single day is so, so important. I also like to say that I was hearing a young lady speak about she's been in worse situations. Not only has she been in worse situations, but we've all been in bad situations. I just want to say to that is our bad situations are really not bad. And if we start understanding that saying about, you know, you're crying because you don't have any shoes, and until you see the person that doesn't have any feet, and then you realize how fortunate you are, and that's what's meant by counting your blessings. And as long as there's a breath in you, you know, you're in great shape. So those little things we go through, we need those things. Those are the things that challenge us. Those are the things that make us reach out and stretch ourselves and make it happen. So, you know, like you said, Paul, welcome those things. And with that, back to you.
Melvin, thank you so much for those comments, and particularly what you said. Yeah, I mean, everything you said is great. We've got to have the entire philosophy, and so we're putting this puzzle together. And that's what we got to do in each of our lives. We've got this puzzle that has these missing pieces. Persistence is one of those pieces, and white hot burning desire is another piece. So absolutely, that we got to put the whole thing together. But I also love what you said about, you know, a lot of times we like to think about all the bad things that's happened in our lives. Folks, I'm here to submit to you that the bad things that have happened, just like Melvin said, are not that bad. You know, when I was 8 years old, my father, he was an alcoholic, and he left my family, left my mom. My mom's hearing impaired, left her with two children, a house payment, you know, a car payment. She didn't have a job. And you look at that, and you're like, wow, what a terrible, terrible thing. You know what? I don't look at it as a terrible thing. I look at it as a great experience that happened in my life that gave my family an opportunity to grow together and really love one another. My mom and my sister and I have such a great relationship. I learned some great communication skills by answering the phone for my mom and, you know, relaying messages because she couldn't hear. And so the things that happen to us, as Melvin said, they're not that bad. You know, a lot of times we fear, what's the worst that could happen? Well, I could lose my house. Well, do you realize that in America you could literally be homeless and there are places that will still feed you? You can go out and get food. Things are not that bad, folks. No matter where you're at in your life, no matter where you think things could get, they really are not that bad. And I love what Melvin said. If you're crying about how you're not having any shoes, think of the person that doesn't have any feet. There's always someone in a worse position than you. So let us get in the habit of looking at our setbacks and our trials and be grateful for them. Not, you know, be so upset about how, oh, they've held me back and I've had all these problems and this and that. Be grateful for them, embrace them, and understand that it could always be worse, and our job is to make things as good as they possibly can. So, Melvin, I just thank you so much for pointing that out. Things are not that bad, folks. No matter how bad we think they are, they could always be worse. And if we take a little bit of action, if we understand a little bit of this philosophy, there's no way that things won't get better for us. So I just want to add those thoughts to what Melvin said. And, Melvin, I sure do appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much for being on this call and contributing your wisdom to the group, because it really is priceless.
I agree.
Fantastic morning. This morning, full of enthusiasm and fire. You know, I grew up in a third world country, and I got to tell you, you know, a lot of people cry about you don't have this and you don't have that. This is Rick Martin from California. What I want to tell you, I'll tell you something that will spark your energy. And you look around and you look around your family members. Look around friends that you have and be thankful for the smallest thing. Find something to be thankful for. And I'm telling you this. I truly believe that if you focus on the things that that are negative in your life, you'll continue to get that. You know, you'll continue to get that. You know, when you get off these calls, now keep on reading. Keep on reading the positive stuff. Keep on stuffing your brain, your thoughts. Occupy your thoughts all the time with good thinking, good thoughts. You know, my philosophy is this. I'm either up or I'm getting up. I'm never down. That's just the way my style, that's my attitude. I'd like to share it with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. Absolutely.
Hi, Paul, it's Bernie.
Hey, Bernie.
Hey, Bill. I just wanted to say that usually that this business and this call has made such a difference for me, because usually when I get something started and it doesn't happen immediately for me, I would quit. But now, since I've been doing the affirmations, and part of them are I will persist until I succeed, and I'll have patience with myself as much as I do with others. because I tend to just go, oh, forget it, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, it's making me realize that I can do anything. And with Bill and Paul here, I imagine you guys walking around your room with all the enthusiasm coming out of your voice. I can see you. I can't imagine you sitting still and having so much enthusiasm. I imagine you walking
I'm
around
not.
Your rooms. It makes me want to get up and move. Like, wow, get fired up. So hopefully, to Lori in, where is she at? Pennsylvania. That as she starts to read the book and apply it, she'll be very excited as to what is going to happen for her.
You know, I just want to say, Paul, and thank you, Bernie, so much for those words of wisdom, because they're so true. And, you know, when our backs have been against the wall, we've all dealt with it. And Melvin said it beautifully. Paul said it beautifully. And so is Bernie. And Lori, to you, you know, God bless you. Don't worry. Things will work out for you. Like you said, you've been in worse situations. And there's always somebody else in a much worse situation, but that doesn't solve our immediate problems. So what you have to do is you have to sit down and figure out, okay, this is not so bad. Now I have more free time. What am I going to do with that free time? Create for yourself some personal development by reading Think and Grow Rich. Underline some of these chapters, underline some of these phrases, and apply them to your own life. It will change your own life. I mean, just in the time that I've been on this call, I'm doing things that I never used to do. I'm doing tons of things I never used to do. I mean, I used to repeat my mission statement, but I never used to repeat affirmations twice a day. I never used to do that. I never used to do a lot of the things that Paul talks about, and I'm trying to emulate a lot of the things that he does and Melvin does and all the leaders on this call do. And you start doing some of these things, people, and oh, my God, it's going to change your life. Oh, my God, it's going to change your life. It's just incredible. I mean, I deal with aches and pains every day from what I went through back in the 90s, and they're not fun, and they hurt, and pain is one of the greatest equalizers of mankind or to a great attitude. But you know what? I move through it, and I try to take my mind off of it by doing positive things. And guess what? At the end of each day, at least so far for me, at the end of each day, the positive wins out every single time. I had an extraordinary day yesterday. I got three people extremely excited about my business, three people that want to join as soon as possible, three people that are just ecstatic to be in touch with Bill Hartranft and want to work with me. I mean, that's exciting stuff. This is exciting stuff, and I've talked to them a few times, and persistence pays. I called them back. I said, hey, what you doing? And they said, oh, yeah, you know what, Bill? I want to talk to you some more about your business and how you're doing that and how's it going for you. And I speak with them with a positive attitude. They see that positive. They're attracted to that positive, and boom, they want to be a part of it. And that's what will happen for each and every one of you. Paul?
That's it, man. That's all we got to say. That's perfect, Bill. I love it. We're all growing and changing. Bernie, I love your experience of how that affirmation is changing you. I love, Bill, how you're seeing those incredible results in your life. I mean, three people so excited about your business yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, those are results, people. Those are results. Those are tangible results that people are – that we're seeing in our lives as a result of these principles. So that being said, let's go ahead and close the call out. If you want to go to the Facebook page, We Are Think and Grow Rich, welcome to continue the discussion here, connect with other people on the call. And we'll just close out this call by saying never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your dreams. Aren't your dreams so worth it? Aren't they so important that you can't quit? You can't give up on them? That's what I submit to you. They are that important. So don't quit. Don't give up. Never give up. Let's get out there today. Let's take action. As Bernie said, let's be as patient with ourselves as we are with others, and understand that this process does take time. You can't plant a seed in the ground and see a tree pop up the next day. It's going to take a little bit of time, but that's okay. Enjoy the journey. Learn to love the journey and the things that are happening along the way. I love everyone on the call. I so appreciate you. I believe in you. Believe in yourself. Okay, let's get out and make it a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call.
Thanks, guys.
Make it
have
a terrific day. Remember, you have the